nose, my head's kind of going like this.
Ready? All right, we're calling this meeting to order. This is the Executive Committee of the City of Moorhead Economic Development Authority. It's May 11th at 3:30 PM and we're meeting at City Hall. Amy, can you announce the role?
Absolutely. Members present today include Bob Booth, Charlie Johnson, Marcia Weber. Others present include Cindy Graffio and Amy Thorpe.
Okay, thank you. I would like to, first of all, agenda amendments are the second thing on our agenda, and I would like to add an item. And I would that item would be, I would like to consider moving the June EDA meeting because it conflicts with the Moorhead Business Association golf tournament, which a lot of people like to take part in. So if we could put that on the agenda, do we need a motion to add that on there? Or can I just do it? Okay, we'll put it at the end. Before unfinished business. So it'll be the new seven. Okay. So, minutes. If you've had a chance to look at them, does anyone want to make a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Well, any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
I think I get to vote on that, right? Yeah. Okay. It doesn't appear as though we have any citizens here to address the board, so we'll just move right past that one. Anybody have any reports they want to give us? Marcia? No. Bob? No? I see there's no executive director's report on this agenda.
I prepared none.
Okay, good. I didn't mean that, you know, good, but...
Thanks,
you know what
Charlie.
I mean. Okay, a new business. So I have to appoint a fourth member of the executive committee, and I just kind of wanted to have a little discussion about that. Is there a couple philosophical issues I wanted to consider? The roster of our 11 members, basically it's four at-large members, right? There are four of us at-large, or three? Three at-large members. Okay, and we're all on the executive committee, because that's all of us. Everyone else is either a ward appointment, so there's one from each ward, and then there also are, which are appointed by city council members, and then there are seats dedicated to the Moorhead Public Service Association, or Public Service Department, MPS, what does that stand for?
Moorhead Public Service.
Oh, just Moorhead Public Service, okay. And then also MBA, which is Moorhead Business Association. Am I missing any other? That must be, that's the 11, right? Okay. So the question is, the city council members are prohibited by our own bylaws from being members of the executive committee, so they're off the list. We don't have any more at-large members. So that leaves us ward members and also the MPS and MBA members. I'm curious as to what the other two existing members of the executive committee think about the idea of elevating one of those two designated positions, MPS or MBA, onto the executive committee. Is that, I mean, they're voting members already, so there's no prohibition against it. But would there be some concern about giving other boards too big a voice? I have been approached by one of them.
Oh, with interest?
With interest.
Okay.
I should get that out of the table.
I'll ask another question.
You may ask all the questions you want.
Express my opinion.
Yeah.
So it would be those two positions, and then who would the other ones, by name, be?
I'm pulling it up.
She's going to pull it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So it's by Delkey.
Okay.
And here's another complicating issue. Two of those four possibilities are brand new to the board.
Correct. Wyatt Johnson was appointed to the board on May 8th.
Hasn't even been to a meeting yet.
Okay. Correct.
And then Kathy Cochran, who was at her first meeting last month.
Yep.
So that leaves Vi Delkey and
Bruce
Beckers.
Oh,
yes, thank you.
Yep.
And then, of course, we have John Rodala representing MPS, and we have Pat Kovach representing MBA.
Mm-hmm. Wyatt Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
Whose spot is that?
The Ward Four.
That's the Dave Cedarquist one that's been empty for almost a year.
Still open for a year.
A long time, yeah.
Yeah, so. So here's the conundrum that I, as I see, and I don't mind putting this on record. If I'm a little bit uncomfortable, and I might be, elevating either the MBA or MPS person to the executive committee, would it be, should I be equally uncomfortable even thinking about elevating someone who's brand new on the board? And that leaves me pretty much with two choices. So that's not very many choices. I don't know, what do y'all think?
But it's two choices. It's two choices.
It's two choices, basically. If, but I haven't really heard you say whether you would share my somewhat mild discomfort with elevating. There's no prohibition against bringing up an MBA or MPS person.
There is prohibition against city council.
City council.
City council members are not.
City council.
Yes, correct.
Which I think is probably a good prohibition.
But Bruce and Vi would be eligible.
Bruce and Vi are eligible, and so would, and.
The two new people.
And the new people, so Kathy and Wyatt.
Right.
And then I haven't even met Wyatt, so, you know. No, I'm not gonna do that.
I think it's best to avoid having the MBA and MPS positions on the executive committee, just from an appearance standpoint.
Kind of for, in some ways, for similar reasons than the city council people not being on here. It's kind of a duplication of position, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like being on the executive committee brings with it any more specific power, because everybody still has one vote when we have our full board meetings, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But it gives them a voice probably earlier in some discussions, and maybe about some different things.
And I don't know if I'd go as far as to think of an example where there would have been a conflict of interest, but it might come close sometimes with the people who are on the other boards or other positions. I don't know.
Okay, because I'm going to have to explain to the people, obviously I had an expression of interest, and either way I'm going to have to explain to them that we're a little bit uncomfortable with that, that I am. And so, since you guys have both said it too, I'll say it's a feeling we shared. Not you, you're not talking, I didn't get that, sorry. I'm just talking about the three of us.
But just to be clear, it's not prohibited at any place in our...
It's not prohibited.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. It could be, yeah. So theoretically, we could choose among without, void of written prohibitions, Rogala, Kovash, Cochran, Beckris, Delkey, and the new Johnson. But if we eliminate the MBA and MPS, that drops off Kovash and Beckris. Not Beckris, but Rogala.
The MBA is fairly new, but to anyone's knowledge, has there been an MPS appointee part of the executive committee?
No, because the executive committee never really met until Matt Maslowski was here a couple years before. And then the executive committee was always just the chair, vice chair, and secretary. We added the at-large so that we would have one more.
So we are required to do this by our laws or whatever. We have to fill that fourth position.
We changed the bylaws, that's included in the stuff. Okay, the amendment we did at that time said there should be a fourth member.
Okay. Nothing in the bylaws state that there's a time sensitivity, however.
No, we wouldn't have to. I mean, I can appoint them whenever I want to, right?
Correct.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
And no action will be taken today, obviously.
Well, no. This is just a discussion.
But Charlie has the authority as chair to make that appointment. So.
Correct.
And it doesn't require a vote of the rest of the board.
Right. Correct.
Okay. But I am sincerely interested in your opinions if you have them. That's why we're meeting. Since I'm new at being the chair so.
I would argue strongly about it, but I just think to avoid the appearance of anything going on, any impropriety, or I just think it's better to keep those two off the executive committee. Not those two people,
those two appointments, right, yeah. Similarly to the way, even though, yeah, similarly to the councilman. It's not inconceivable that if I state this publicly at the meeting, which I will, of course, it's gonna generate some discussion. And it might lead to a discussion of whether we should put it in the bylaws.
Well, you have to have a discussion about this, you can just name who the appointment is.
I can, yes, that's true.
You might wanna talk with the person who's interested.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
About the decision, but that can be a private conversation.
Yes, it can be a private conversation, but there's no stopping that person from bringing it up at a meeting.
Right, and then.
So then we'd have to deal with it.
Have the board weigh in, see if they agree with.
Yeah, that's true, if that person didn't bring it up, we'd have to come. Okay. Any other thoughts?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I get it, it's not your responsibility.
Well, no, but we wanna help you.
Yeah, and I appreciate, I believe you have, so. You have helped me, thank you.
I will say that I wish Kathy had been on a little bit longer, 'cause I think she would probably be very good. She's been on boards and she's, you know, done a lot of similar things, you know, but.
There will be opportunities coming up.
Yep, yep, so I'm hoping for the future we'll consider that, 'cause I think she would.
Well, and again, there's nothing that says I couldn't appoint a person.
No, no, it's just a little. I was relatively new too, but there was a specific reason for my being appointed at that point in time, versus this is more of a general.
Yeah, okay. All right, I think I get it, I think I'm good to go, we'll figure it out. And we won't take any action today, 'cause I haven't made up my mind yet. But I do appreciate you discussing it with me.
Well, thank you.
Okay. If there's no further discussion on that, let's move on to our agenda amendment, which basically is that I discovered at Morehead Business Association yesterday morning that they've again scheduled the, their NBA golf outing for the last Monday in June, which puts it directly on top of our June.
June 26th.
Yeah.
Did we just move back a day last year?
I think we did, yes.
I was wondering that too.
Moved it to Tuesday.
So, well, I think, I mean, if it's all right with you guys, then we can have a motion. I would just.
We can send out a doodle poll to make sure we have a quorum. That's the only concern when we move a meeting date, we need to make sure that we have a quorum. So we'll, we can identify other days that week and send out a doodle poll and say.
Do we need to, can we do that before our May meeting?
Yeah, I'll do it, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow morning.
So then I will, then I'm, technically I'm asking you to do that, right?
Yep, you're providing a staff directive to research other options for the June 26th meeting.
Which could include a doodle poll, absolutely, so like maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever.
Maybe try a couple days Tuesday and Wednesday and see what happens.
Okay.
I encourage all members to participate in the golf tournament.
Exactly, we'll do that in May. In fact, we should probably then put a, do you think we'd get the results in time for the May meeting? So we can tell people in May, at the May meeting, when the June meeting is? So let's put that, let's make that a line item on the agenda. Okay. If I don't decide who I want to appoint by the May meeting, does that even have to be on the agenda?
No.
As if there isn't any specific timeframe.
Okay. Okay. Any other business anyone would like to bring before the executive committee?
No, sir.
No.
Okay. Anyone, do we need to move to adjourn?
You get
We're adjourned.
Just declare adjournment.